Hey everyone. So today I want to talk about a topic that I feel has really gotten diffused from all the media and noise around the election. And that topic is about the female recession that is taking place right now in America. So I'm not sure if you've heard, but 865,000 women dropped out of the workforce alone in the month of September. I believe it's over 2 million have left the workplace since COVID hit. McKinsey and Lean In do their annual Women in the Workplace report, and they found that 1 in 4 women are thinking about leaving or downshifting their careers, and Black women feel that even stronger. So, you know, it's definitely in all the research, yet we're not really talking about it at the level that we should be. And because this can set us back, you know, the gender equality movement that so many groups and all of us citizens have been working towards for so many decades, it could set us back by decades. And so we need to really give this some attention. And a lot of my conversations with organizations and their diversity initiatives have all been, you know, deservingly so focused on racial justice, education, and racial equity. But because of that too, because resources are so limited in organizations around diversity, that the women's programs have taken a back seat to the racial equity training and programs. And so, you know, this is something that I really want to draw attention to as our She Summit, our 9th annual She Summit approaches. Is that the message is twofold. One is to those of you who are senior leaders or culture leaders, team managers, people that manage women. If you have women on your team, or you're in a human resources role or a diversity and inclusion role, or anything where you're in a position that really impacts culture at an organization, this is the time to double down on programs that drive retention of your women. Retention of your women of color. And I just want to add too that a lot of the diversity and inclusion initiatives, like those women's networks or those various employment resource group initiatives, oftentimes those are led by women, right? So not only are they carrying their day job, but they're also carrying the unpaid job of also, you know, holding and moving your diversity initiative. So it's really critical that, you know, you really focus on, you know, retention programs that are not just your traditional, like, women's leadership development, professional development trainings, but about that address their whole life well-being, their whole life leadership, their mental health, and really giving them the space to share with you what the struggle is, what the challenges are, because we are entering a new paradigm of work. The future of work will forever be changed because of COVID and just, you know, the way that work is done, right? And so, you know, create the space and offer the permission, the psychological, emotional safe space to hear from your employees about, you know, what it takes, what they need to really thrive and to advance and to drive, right, performance, increase performance for your organization. So that's my message to those of you who are in those leadership positions that that can affect and influence culture. And for those of you who are the women and you are, you know, the underrepresented groups, so by PS, you know, all the initiatives that support the underrepresented groups in your organization are those who are underrepresented. So, but for those of you women in the workplace as individuals, I just want to say to you, this is also an opportunity for you to really communicate with your organization about what is challenging and what needs to happen, right? For there to be a healthier working culture for women and women of color and other underrepresented groups. This is an opportunity for us to speak up because we cannot solve for what we cannot talk about. And again, advancing, creating a more inclusive, thriving workforce that retains, advances underrepresented groups requires this both top-down and bottom-up collaboration. So that is my message. It's really just, you know, we're about 10 days out to our She Summit, 9th annual She Summit conference that has a 5-day whole life, whole being leadership curriculum to support, again, the mental health, the retention, the advancement, the well-being of your female talent and your diversity champions. And so that is my message for you. If you watch this video, it might not be 10 days out, depending on when you watch it, but we cannot neglect the female recession that is happening right now. So let's continue to lean in and use this obstacle as an opportunity to drive the culture change needed in the workplace for women. Thank you.